It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Challenge of the Week on This Week in Agribusiness, sponsored by Bayer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Leroy, Kansas grower Todd Strickler recognizes the importance of using a seed treatment for early stand establishment to facilitate root structure.
I know with Poncho Votivo 2.0, we've seen an increase in the early vigor of the corn stands, increase in stalk diameter, bigger root system on the corn plants early in the season. And for our part of the world here in Kansas, early stand establishment is critical to growing a good crop.
And the benefit pays off with a healthier plant and a higher yield potential.
Poncho Votivo 2.0 in our trials has given us anywhere from 4 to 17 bushels per acre advantage, the average being around 10 bushels per acre. But we've been really pleased with the yield results we've got out of it.
That's our Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions. We can blame it on that very active jet stream that continues to bring rain and snow to parts of the heartland. There's more coming. And they're still cleaning up after the blizzard that hit western Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Officials reported more than 300 cars had gotten stuck between Ogallala and Paxton, Nebraska. And more than 100 motorists were rescued over the weekend near the town of Sidney. In the Nebraska Panhandle, 2 feet of snow in parts of Wisconsin was just too much for some buildings. Barn roofs fell in near places like Denmark, Oneida, and Freedom, Wisconsin. From This Week in Agribusiness, we'll see later today how little of the U.S. corn crop has been planted thus far. Generally, by mid-April, 10% of the United States corn acreage has been planted. Farmers in Missouri, Kentucky, and Tennessee usually have about a fourth of their corn in by now. 2 years ago, by the second week of April, the growers of Missouri had half of their intended corn acres planted already. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, that egg recall from a company based in southern Indiana does not affect consumers in the Midwest to any extent. Rose Acres Farm, headquartered at Seymour, Indiana, has recalled more than 200 million eggs that came from a farm in North Carolina. Most of those went along the East Coast. Many people are remembering today Lee Ermey from his various acting roles, including Full Metal Jacket. He's died at the age of 74. Lee was born in Kansas and spent the first few years of his life on the family farm near Emporia. That's before they moved to Washington State when he was a teenager. Did you know you can own a section of Michigan's Mackinac Bridge? Yeah, the Bridge Authority is auctioning 2-ton sections of the deck grating, steel grating of that bridge. That's the part that makes the humming noise when you drive over it. There are 7 individual pieces. They weigh about 2 tons each, about 5.5 feet wide, 38 feet long, 5 inches thick. You should expect some corrosion, they say. After all, this thing sat out there for 6 decades as a part of Mighty Mack. You can go online, the website govdeals.com. I think the top bid so far is about $1,000. Hey, that would be quite a conversation piece. You want to come see my bridge? That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Bayer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.